Yep.
You don't say it enough.
Yeah, that's true. I do too. So, okay, so these are just, you know, simple logistics that we need to know before we go, but we need to know them. You know, I say, well, let me pray first. Father, I thank you so much that we can come together and that you've given us a purpose in life. And that purpose we know is to be conformed to your image. But one of the greatest ways you conform us to your image is by some of your commands and your main ones, like going out and sharing the gospel. You want us to share Jesus. And in order for us to be able to do that, we need to be conformed to your image, or we couldn't even begin to do that. We couldn't even begin to explain it. You know, the things we're explaining are otherworldly to the lost, and they were to us one day too. So help us to always keep that in mind. Help us to have a heart of compassion for people that are lost like we were, and just give us the ability, give us the words, give us the strength that we need to not fear, but overcome with courage, and to just enjoy the life that you've given us here as ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so what we need to know before we go. This is our mission, and three simple steps, three simple things, is we want to lovingly and clearly share the gospel by Jesus Christ, of Jesus Christ, by number one, engaging people in conversation. Ah, that's obvious, right? Now that's the hard part. How do you start the conversation? How do you go into the gospel part of the conversation? All of that. That is part of what we do to prepare. And most of that, to be truthful with you, just comes by simply being obedient to the command to go. You know, like I talked about last week with the woman at the well, she wasn't prepared. She didn't have any training, you know, but man, she was effective. She was very intentional. So that's simply all we need. And I want to restate what I said last week. I'm very thankful that you all are willing to do this, you know. Are you guys doing this like bound and gagged? Is Luke making you, or are you guys all in?
It's probably a mix.
Mix?
I think right now they're just like, what is it?
What is it? Yeah.
Yeah. What does it look like?
Right. And you know what? That's the way it is in all of our events, because everything is different. And I will say, you know, I will add something to what Nick said, is that every divine appointment, every, you know, gospel-centered conversation, and especially every divine appointment where you actually get to share the gospel and have an impact of either leading that person to Christ, praying with them, or at least moving them in that direction, is it's different every time. And that's why you really see that when you're just willing to go, you'll get out there and it's like a out-of-body experience, because you feel the power of the Holy Spirit begin to speak to you, help you to discern, give you the words to say, because of the way the other person is answering, you know, from the questions they have and from the questions that we ask that stimulate more questions. I mean, yeah, it's different every time. But if you'll just simply be willing to go, you'll have a blast. I promise you, you will have a blast. And the other thing I was going to say is we can strategize, you know, our socks off. But when we get out there, everything can change. That's the thing about the mission, you know. I mean, you know, look at this morning. I mean, you know, thought we had this all planned out, and I walk off and forget this. But there are always these unknowns that we encounter. And I think God wants, you know, a certain, wants us to experience a certain amount of that so that we can learn to keep depending on Him. So we want to engage them in conversation, and that's just simply talking to people. You know, that's what sharing the gospel is. You know, I think we make it too big in our mind before we go out, and that's where all these fears come up. That it's really just simply talking with people. You know? And when you do that, and when you do have gospel conversations more and more with people, you see how God has prepared them along the way, long before you ever got there. And you can see the Holy Spirit working in that conversation and in their lives. And you just get to be a part of it. You get to be an instrument of God, used of Him to be able to discern where they're at. You know? So, engaging people in just simple conversation. Okay, we've got some other tools that we use. We're using the Romans. Oh, I forgot to pull that out.
Did you bring any Romans?
The ones that worked up?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to get all these out, but...
We can just pass them out and pass them back.
Yeah, we can pass them out and you pass them back.
You guys pass this out, pass them out. And if you want, pass them around. Did I give them to the wrong person?
No, they got it.
You got it? Good. There we go. Lincoln will do it. Yeah, we have some tools. This is the main one. It's the book of Romans. A lot of times we'll use John and Romans. But these are the events, and these are the tools. The Romans is the main thing. We're also doing a track that is specifically designed for the World Cup. It's like got a red card. Do any of you play soccer? Play soccer? You play? All right. We got a few of you. All right. Yeah. Okay. So you know what a red card is, right? Yeah. Explain what a red card is, Dylan.
It's an ejection.
It's an ejection from the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Completely. I mean...
Yeah.
Okay, like before that, you'll get like a yellow card or something?
Depends.
Depends?
You can get a yellow, okay. Which is a warning, caution.
Okay, so it's an ejection.
Yeah.
And on it, you know, it's like a penalty, you know? And so we're using that for like the wages of sin is death, right? It's penalty in Spanish. Penalty, penalty, you know, you got the red card and people get their attention. And then... on the flip side, it shows that the for all of sin and come short of the glory of God. We all know that, right? That's the first step in the gospel. That's the first verse. We all come together on the same page because we're all sinners, right? And then Romans 6:23, the first half of that verse says, for the wages of sin is death. Right? So not only are we sinners, we're all sinners, but we're destined to die. And what that means is to be totally separated from God. Okay? But it says, comma, but, and it's contrasting the alternative to that. Isn't it amazing there's an alternative to that? It says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So making Jesus Christ, knowing about Him, not only knowing about Him, but receiving Him as your Lord, you receive the free gift of eternal life. And that's really the gospel message. You know, so the flip side of the card would be the second part of that verse, Romans 6:23. The gift, right? You got a penalty. It's like a red card on one side, it's a penalty, and on the other side, I think it's holding up a green card. There's a soccer guy, I think, holding up a green card. Have you seen those, Luke?
I'm looking for it right now.
Okay, they're working on them, so I'm not even sure if they're not done, but there's like one floating around. But the flip side is the green. It's the free gift that we all receive when we receive Christ. We receive the free gift of eternal life. So that is the good news in a nutshell. And that's what we're sharing, right? I mean, you know, you're going out amongst people that have a, not only a, what do you call that? A deadly disease called sin. It's a spiritual, eternal deadly disease. And we have the cure. We can offer them the cure. And it's in Christ. We don't save anybody. Jesus does the saving. That's why I said it's so important that we sanctify ourselves and we pray up that we're clean and before God and we're humble and we go out and present the free gift and the offering. That's the offering, okay? What I'm talking about, that's the second thing, are these tools. The offering is the free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ by making Him your Lord. Okay? And then the third part of the, all of this, and we're going to talk more about another tool that we use, and this one will be probably, if you get into a one-on-one conversation that leads to a gospel conversation, I'll talk a little bit more about another tool that we use. It's called Sharing Jesus Without Fear. But you know what? That's those kind of things, those kind of conversations happen. Those are divine appointments. If you get to that stage, if you can have a conversation and they let you go through it, yeah, that's amazing. And it doesn't happen everyone. That's why we printed up 30,000 of these, because this is the seed that we're trying to get out of the barn and spread all over downtown during the World Cup to the world, right? So the third thing is trusting God for the results. And I put we need to rest in His results, because truly salvation is of the Lord. We can't do anything without Him, right? John 15:5 tells us, for without Him, we can do nothing. Nothing at all. You know, the fruit is all produced by Jesus Christ. And the Word of God is the seed, right? So we need to trust in Him for the results, okay? It's not because we did a good job. And I want to reiterate what I said last week, because you're not successful when you go out because someone gets saved. I mean, you are. That's great. And that's what we're striving for, right? That's the goal. We'd all love that. But in God's eyes, you're successful when you just simply go and you're obedient. You going out to this, God will be so pleased with you, and you will be successful just because you share the gospel. Just because you share the Romans with them and invite them to read this or click on the QR codes and see a gospel presentation that's inside. That's the other thing. If you flip to the back of this, there is a QR code.
This is in the front.
Yeah, there's one in the front, but that's...
It's on the very back.
Yeah. Very back, that right there, truevictory.net. This is a little more, yeah, there's something somewhat like the card that I'm talking about on that front page, on the inside cover. That's something like it, but there's, you know, like I said, the verses are written in there. But yeah, you can click on that too. And it puts it in different languages, all the languages of, I think there are 11 different languages that it will give the gospel in. But the main one in English, you can turn, if you guys get your phones out later, if you click on that, you know, it's also on the website. When you go to the World Cup and you see this card there, there's a QR code that has, no, it just, it takes you to this. That's right. Forgive me. That's, yeah. Okay. So if you click on that, it gives you, this guy gives a wonderful, gospel presentation. So, and they can get it in their own language. So that's what makes it special. But, we just simply are successful when we go and we trust God for the results. That's all we're doing. Okay, so Outreach locations. I think Luke went over that. The main one that you all are going to, I don't know if you go to any others, but the National World War I Museum Memorial. That's the main one on Thursday, June 25th. Now, I don't know if you're going to go to any others. Is that probably it?
That's the main one we're doing in the class.
Yeah. Okay. So that will be in itself fantastic because you get to go out with Greentown and all of that. We do need to talk, or Luke needs to talk to you further about, we need to get a, how many, I guess you're all under 18, right? So, right. So, is anybody under 13?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. So under 13, yeah, you can go with a parent.
Yeah.
Okay. But from 13 to 18, you need a parent's waiver, something signed saying, I'm giving Luke Fleshman, you know, the
ownership of my child.
Yeah, yeah. Free ownership for the rest of my life.
Just for the outreach event, possibly longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Something like that. Luke will talk to you about it later. You may not want to do that, but if you're lucky, no. No, so that is something that they ask for, and I don't understand it, because that's to go into the event only. So if you want to go into that World War I fan experience to get through the gate, you have to have, I don't know, are people going to be lined up? Are they going to be getting out these little waivers and what can they do? They can't check your driver's license and see how old you are. I don't know if this is just a way of trying to keep the crowds down because they're going to be so large. But it may be, things like this may work out to our advantage if they do check, because that's going to create longer lines. And that's what we want. We want longer lines where people are stopped, right? When people are in motion, it's hard to get their attention. It's hard to talk to them. You know, it's just like with God. He had to get us stopped in our tracks before we were willing to listen to the gospel and turn and go his way, right? But that's really what we're going to be looking for, people that are stopped and not moving. Yeah.
For those events, I've been to one with Sam. They're not too strict on checking the age, because I got in at 17.
Yeah,
without
I'm sure.
A waiver. So
yeah, I'm sure, but just
probably had a full grown beard.
Yeah, it was probably the beard.
Yeah, just to be careful.
The beard era.
And we may not go in. We may stay outside in the lines and work the lines. But that's one of the things that I say. We strategize. We need to be prepared. And we definitely need to be ready to give every man an answer for the reason of the hope that is in us. But we, you know, things change. And we've got to be flexible and adaptable. So you can register on the site. Now, how many of you have ever went to the HBF website?
Oh, me.
Have you? Okay. So that's where you register. And it's got a thing there, you know, where the things at the top spin through. You got CSA and you got Church in the Park and a couple other things.
All that, whatever the events and stories are.
But World Cup will rotate in there. You just click on that and it'll go to the World Cup page, and you could go down to where it says register and you can register. I don't know, Luke, you may just want to register, you know, get a list and then you register. It's yep. Just so we can know. You know, and you can do that any way you want.
Yeah, their parents, most of them, their parents will probably register them, or I'll do it.
Okay.
I know they're coming.
Okay, cool. All right, that'll be cool, because I'm going too. This is going to be exciting. Greentown's going. We're going to have a lot of people, so it will be fun. I hope you all go, because it could be a life-changing event, and it's the reason why God created us, you know? So please.
For anybody that wants to go to St. Louis too.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I want to go to St. Louis. When are you going to St. Louis?
August 14th.
Okay. All right. Are you? Do you have a? Do you have your whole team coming or?
I have people that signed up that I'm gonna be reaching out to.
Is that pretty after school starts?
Okay. No.
School starts like the 25th.
Do you have like a limit to your team or anything? Okay. Well, I'll talk to you more about it. That is cool. Man. August 14th. All right. So the rules, yeah, we got to comply immediately and respectfully. You know, if there's something that says do not distribute, like I said, we may go inside. And if it says something about no solicitation or something, we may have to stay outside and that would be better. You know, we'll do the lines. But we need to, of course, abide by the rules. If anybody asks you to stop or move or whatever, we want to do that. But at the same time, we want to keep tethered to our team. Okay, make sure the most important part of all of this is stay tethered to Luke and the rest of your team. Okay, because in big crowds, that's the worst thing you want is to about, like, be separated, you know, and then you can't find each other. And I know there's problems with Wi-Fi and everything when you get that many people in one area. I remember it from the Super Bowl event. Remember that? Mm-hmm. People couldn't get through on their phone and stuff. Materials, I talked a little bit about that. There's bag checks. We're going to have little clear bags that we're going to carry the Romans in, okay? And I don't know how many we can fit, but we want to fit as many as possible, or we might have to have a location where we can go back to the car and restock or something like that. But put as many in the clear bags, and we've got those ordered, so I don't know, they might be in by now.
They're here.
Are they here? Okay, So remember that. Remember, we'll go over all that before we go. We'll get together that day, I'm sure, or, you know, a couple days leading up. Distribute materials primarily on sidewalks, outside event entrances. I went over that already. Streetcar, when we go on the streetcar, if we go on, I'm sure we will. Streetcar pickup points, that's a good place where there's lines and they're waiting on the streetcar, where people are stopped, they're not doing anything else. They may talk to you, be a little more available to talk to you. And then inside the event where people are stopped or at least moving real slowly, you know, you can make eye contact. You can see if they're willing to approach them. And then it's like, hey, you know, it's like, where are you from? You know, can I give you something that's encouraging or something that may help you out? And then you turn to the back and boom, there you are. There's a bracket. You got a bracket with all the teams and all the dates and all the different games that are in the World Cup. And then you got the six main games that are here in Kansas City right inside there. So they're going to want that and they're going to hold on to it. So that's why we need to get it out and you need to know what's in it. So the best thing that you can do is take some time going through it. Did everybody get one of these?
Wasn't enough? Yeah, some people are missing some.
Okay, you got one, didn't you? I'll get you one. Yeah.
I don't have one.
Okay, I'll give you one. And then, yeah, you can show it to Lincoln and Jackson and help them get up to speed on it. But look through it and get used to it because that's one of the main things we're going to use. Okay? How to engage people. You know, again, it's like, hey, where are you from? Where are you visiting from? Where are you from? Who's your team? You know, things like that. What do you think about the fan experience? Do you like it? Are you having fun? You know, try to just engage them. That's just like what you would call an icebreaker. These are icebreakers or tools that we use. And the questions that you ask, you want to be enthused. So they're enthused. But you want to show them that you have something to offer them that might be encouraging to them. Can I give you something that is encouraging or that might help with KC World Cup experience? And then the main thing is make sure you listen to what people are saying and make sure you listen to what the Lord's saying too when you talk to him. The most important part of sharing the gospel is listening. You know, so many times people think about what am I going to say next? Or what was that verse I was supposed to say? Or what should I say? You get to thinking ahead of the conversation. If you learn to just listen to what people are saying, that's when the gospel conversations just start to flow and God begins to use you. Because the Holy Spirit uses that, because what you're keying in on is what they're saying and what they're telling you about their life and their circumstances and where they're at. Okay? That is so important. So, and plus, you know, people don't want to be seen as a project. When you're not listening and you're just like trying to get through your checklist of things to these people that you're talking to, you know, they feel like you're looking at them like a project. You know, it's something that you got to do. This is your school project. This is your Sunday school project. People don't want that, you know. They want to be seen as a person, as a real person. And so we all want to be seen as a person, right? And people want to be heard. So listen carefully, okay? And this is one of the IGO principles you want to remember. Is that people don't care what you know. You might have all these verses memorized. You may get it down. You're, all right, I got the Romans Road all memorized and everything and marked out in your Bible. And you can mark them out in these. But the thing is, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. Okay? So, remember to keep it simple. Maybe 30 seconds is probably all you'll have. Maybe if you get into, like what I said, a gospel presentation, you might get 2 minutes or maybe even longer if they invite you. But always be respectful of their time and what they're saying, okay? You want to focus on God's love. You want to focus on our sin, right? This is a worldwide epidemic that we all have. Or have had, called sin, right? So we're all in the same boat, right? We don't want to make it like you need to do, you know? It's, hey, this is the cure, right? Christ is the only sacrifice, and you want to remember, after going through all of that, you want to give them a call to respond, okay? I know that might be scary at your age, but you always want to remember the purpose is you always want to ask them, have you ever done that? Have you ever prayed and asked Jesus Christ into your heart? That might be hard for you to do, but I tell you, it's the most exciting thing, especially when somebody says, no, I haven't. What do you mean by that? You know, and then you can show them like Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, it promises you shall be saved. And I did that, and it was really simple. That's all God asks us to do. Would you like to do that? That's how easy it is. And if they say yes, then just pray with them right there. It's the coolest thing, and it's really not that hard. We make it scary ourselves. So, engaging in different cultures are different. So be respectful and courteous of their cultural, norms, I guess you would say. Ask questions before making statements. Avoid assumptions. Don't assume anything. And speak very clearly and simply. And what you might realize, I think we're going to realize when we get down there, we have this fear that people will speak Arabic or Chinese or something, you know, and we won't understand a word they're saying. But The truth is, I think even though they're coming from different countries, there might be a lot of them that do speak English. And we will have some translators there too. So have no fear. You can, if they don't speak, you can still hand these out, you know, and they'll still want them. So just remember, avoid arguing or debating. I don't think any of you are going to do that. Don't be loud or aggressive. You want to be soft and humble. Don't interrupt people, but don't be interrupting people who clearly aren't interested. If they aren't interested and they say no, then you just move right on, you know? And then you look for hearts that are curious. These are the things you're looking for. And you want to invest God's time in, your time in, because it's God's time. You know, the people that are curious, people that are asking questions, people that are willing to talk. If they say nope, not interested, then you just say thank you for your time and you move on to the next person. It's just like fishing, right? If that fish doesn't bite, you just cast again. You go to the next fish, right? That's why Jesus said that. I will make you fishers of men. Because it really is like fishing. So remember, and I said this before, your success is not measured in their reception, but in your obedience to simply go and share the good news. So always offer them a next step to get connected. If they do receive Christ, if they are interested, always offer them, you know, that QR code, and especially the one inside the front cover that can help them get connected even in their own countries. There's going to be a thing on this website. It isn't fully created. It's got the countries, but it's going to have connections in there for them when they go back home. And they can get connected to their people. So remember the most important thing, depend on the Lord, pray during, after, and especially before. Start praying now that God would give you someone to share the gospel when we go out on June 25th. And trust God for the conversations and for the divine appointments that He wants to give each and every one of us. Be faithful, He produces the fruit, and remember to rest in the Lord. Matthew 9:36 says, and through 38 says, but when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion, right? We need to be moved with compassion, because they fainted. They were scattered abroad. They're a sheep having no shepherd. That's what lost people are. They're like, they don't know. They don't even know what they're looking for. And then He said to His disciples, that's you and me, okay? He says, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into His harvest, right? We are the laborers, and He asks us to go. So let's remember that. Let's just simply be obedient and go, and He will direct us wherever He will, because He's the Lord of the harvest. All right? So we didn't get to go through this sharing Jesus without fear. I don't know, Luke, if you want to do it some other time, next week or somewhere down the road, whenever.
I told them we're going to do something like that on June 14th. That's the earliest. We don't have class next week or the week after.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
So then the week after that is June 14th.
Okay.
I told them if you're available, we'll do it then. If you're not available, then we can do it.
I'm sure I will do it. Okay. Yeah, I'll make myself. All right, that sounds good. All right, thank you guys for your time, and excuse me for being late, but let me pray. Father, I thank you so much for everyone that is here this morning that is truly a disciple of yours that wants to follow you, Lord. And I pray that you would show them and show me and Luke and Nick and Kendra, all of us, that following you is the most exciting journey that we could ever take. And every day is a new experience with you, Lord. And we thank you so much how you loved us so, how you gave your life for us and cleansed us of our sin. And we thank you that you give us a purpose to go share that same good news with others, Lord. Help us to see that as a calling. Help us to be committed to that. And help us to realize that it's the greatest thing we can ever experience. So let us do it with joy and with cheer, Lord. And let us do that fully trusting in you for the power. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right.